Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Rob Parker.
It is The Odd Couple, and yes, don't adjust your radios. We are live. We'll do it live.
Thank you, Bill. Live. I can write it, and we'll do it live.
I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Do it live.
It is The Odd Couple on your TV theme song, Thanksgiving Evening, here on Fox Sports Radio. That's right. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. Download the show. And hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. All right, make sure you do that. Check us out either live or on the podcast. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard, who's off, I think, Alex, today and tomorrow, right? I think he's off both days.
Yeah, he's too good for us. He wants to make sure he enjoys it with his family.
Very nice. Very nice.
But it's we're here for see, you. We see it differently. This is our family.
Absolutely. For me, it is. I mean, right, Alex? This
That's
is
what
where we are. Me and you.
I look forward to working with you, Rob.
Always. Always.
A true professional.
And if you don't know, Martin Weiss has a show on Fox Sports Radio.
I sure do. 5 to 8 Pacific. What is that? 8 to 11 Eastern. Got to do that quick change. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here a lot. Be here tomorrow as well in the Dan Patrick and Covino and Rich slots. Me and the Big Vanilla Funny. So let's lock it up.
All right. So check it out if you haven't heard their show on.
Well, Rob, you never missed their show.
We had never missed the what is it? Diet Odd Couple. What do they call it?
That's right.
Is that what it is?
I do not participate in none of this.
It's Diet called Coke!
Martin and VJ is what it's called.
Okay.
Named after yours truly. And his truly, I suppose, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know what the equivalent would be.
All right, so the Cowboys did what they always do, Martin, which is they blow out bad teams, the Commanders, whatever you want to call them, Washington, they're awful. Ron Rivera's on fumes there. That's going to be done. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, they have new ownership down there and what'll happen in the offseason. I just can't see him surviving. But speaking of ownership and just as we go forward, I always look at these games and, you know, how many do you got? 1,000 cutaway shots to Jerry Jones, and I got to watch him eating Swedish meatballs and his family behind and all that. And we know how successful the Cowboys are. But I thought to
successful
myself.
Successful in terms of finances.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Successful on the world. Yeah, some people might hear that.
Nah, everybody knows that. They haven't won a Super Bowl in 27 years. They haven't been to the NFC Championship game. But I meant financially. Yeah, they've been successful. But the Jim Irsay story this week, Martin, where how crazy was that? Just the comments that the only reason he was arrested was because he's a white billionaire and they're just messing with him.
What's crazy to me is we've seen to me, I asked this question to VJ a few weeks ago, especially when we were dealing with the Jonathan Taylor scenario. And Jonathan Taylor was on IR. We're in like week two or three of the season. Anthony Richardson has been knocked up, beat up, not knocked up. I asked him, when's the last decision that we could point to that was solely Jim Irsay's that made a lot of sense between the whole alienating Jonathan Taylor prior, then you think of the year.
And that was really bad. So that was really bad.
That was really bad, in my opinion.
It was bad. Like, not only for Jonathan Taylor, but if you were a teammate, I would have been like, they treat that dude like that? Like,
so you had that moment, okay? Put that one where it is. Put it on the bus. Remember that they were going to go talk it out, and the Jonathan Taylor and Jim Irsay, then they left the bus, and Jonathan Taylor didn't play for the Colts for 4 more weeks. Rewind to last year. He fires the head coach to hire Jeff Saturday.
His drinking buddy,
from TV, okay? Whether it's his drinking buddy or just his pal, whatever. He hires somebody wholly unprepared to be an NFL head coach. You know how I know that? He had never been an NFL coach anywhere. You know, he coached a few high school games. I'm sorry. The operation at the NFL, look, it better be a little more complicated than the operation in a high school football team, right? It better be. That's clown car type of stuff. So when I hear that this story came out, and it was actually, this story was 2014, right? That's when the actual recording.
Right, but he was interviewed by Andrea Kramer.
It was Andrea Kramer, but it was for HBO Real Sports in 2014. It just resurfaced yesterday, the day before.
Because they've just recorded the last episode of Real Sports, so they were doing like a look back, you know what I mean, on the 29 years that the show was on the air.
Okay, yeah,
so that's why I
was wondering what made it bubble up, but
that's the reason. It was the last show, and they were, I guess, pulling out stuff.
But yeah, I think that Jim Irsay has lost his touch. He's completely and totally lost his touch. What is this poem called "If" by Roger Kim? There's a line: "If you can walk with kings and not lose your common touch," and it's the end of it. Is, you know, that's how you basically become a man in this world. How you should move through this world, no matter what your status or stature is. You can't forget the little people, quote unquote. Jim Irsay has forgotten that there are people littler than him in general.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy to me. And I bring this up because whenever I look at Jerry Jones and I hear, you know, players, I get it. Jerry Jones has paid a lot of players millions of dollars over the years, right? Just as being the owner, and he's taken in a lot of people with problems, right? Sure. Police records, all that. You make a mistake somewhere else, you do some bad stuff, Jerry will rescue you. So there's a lot of people who speak highly of Jerry Jones. But when I think he and Irsay are two owners, if I was like a star player and I could pick, right, not just being drafted, but I could pick where I could go and who I would want to play for, those two guys definitely would not be on my list, and especially Jerry Jones. I got to admit, was not a big fan of Jerry Jones for a long time, and it's not just because he fired Tom Landry and the way he ran the Cowboys. It's his team. He can do whatever he wants. But just to handling, I still have a bad taste in my mouth from the whole Black Lives Matters, how he threatened all the players, the black players, that if they were to kneel, he was going to cut them and all that. It's stuff like that that has always bothered me. And then just the way he runs the organization, if you're a player, this organization, as I said earlier, hasn't been to an NFC champ. Like, there's only been like three franchises, Martin, since, what was that, 95, the last time they were in an NFC championship game? Mm-hmm. Only three, and the Cowboys are one, to not make it to a conference championship, which is mind-boggling, but it's because Jerry Jones runs the place. He runs it like a mom-and-pop store. A lot of family members are in the organization, which is fine. It's your team. You can do whatever you want. But can you imagine how many players have come and gone and careers have come and gone, and under the guise of Jerry Jones being this great guy, and nothing's gotten done or nothing. Now, even this year, people had expectations of them maybe getting to the Super Bowl. And
they got 8 wins through 12 weeks. Like, and no expectations should be changed that happened at the start of the season.
Same thing, but they haven't, when they play the better teams, they don't do that. That's again when we talk about who are you beating, who are you putting 45 on. You know, when they had the big game against the 49ers, they were the ones getting the 45 on them. And that's what makes people question it. You look at Dak Prescott's record, you know, against teams over 500. It's not good. It got a little bit better last year. He had a better showing, but it's still not good. So, but it's still more about Jerry Jones, the guy, and he rubs me the wrong way. Does he rub you the wrong way? Are you cool with him? Do you like his bravado? Do you like who he is? That's really what this is about. Not so much the X's and O's, but just Jerry Jones. And if you were a player, would that stuff bother you, or you won't care who the owner is if you were a player?
No, I mean, I would care who the owner is, sure. But in terms of owners of teams in the NFL, Jerry Jones seems to be, if not the gold standard for players, that's the way they talk about him, almost to a T. You hear players talking about how much they liked playing for Jerry, and how, you know, that being a Cowboy was one of the better parts of their careers. I mean, like, I know Chandler Jones had, you know, he had some mental things going on, but like one of the major things he was doing was talking about Mark Davis, the owner of the team, and how he felt like he wasn't being treated fairly. I don't think that there's a lot of Cowboys that have that share that opinion. And I think that, like, of the Black Lives Matter opinion, I think you're lying to yourself if you think that this it's not the majority opinion held throughout NFL owners.
Yeah, but nobody would come out publicly.
Jim Irsay did.
I'm talking about the guys who publicly came out and talking about threatening them that they would lose their jobs on a peaceful protest. That does rub me the wrong way.
That's
somebody I would not want to be. I'm just giving you my opinion.
That would have been, that is true for just about all 32 owners. So if that's the case,
they weren't all public. There's a difference, Martin. I mean, I get it. You could say that that's people's sentiment. But if you go back and look and go Woody Johnson from the Jets, he did not have that. He had a different public stance to what was going on. And I'm just saying,
so
we could say
him throw his stone and hide his hand, or let you know what the deal is up front.
No,
that's really what it boils down to.
No, it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Not for me.
Not for me. Well, to me, the vast majority of NFL owners, shared that opinion, which is why Colin Kaepernick's never been in the league since then. That's why. Like, if the general owner of the NFL did not share the same sentiment that Jerry Jones has publicly shared.
But I said that doesn't mean all of them, is my point, because there were some.
No, I don't believe that to be true. When I look at the quarterbacks across this league, I believe that Colin Kaepernick would have had a job at some point prior to now, and obviously now he's, you know, in 36 is. You know, I'm not trying to debate that, but you go back 5 years when he was 30 and you look at the San Francisco quarterback playoff records, mind you, a franchise that had both Joe Montana and Steve Young, all right, Colin Kaepernick comes up on some of those graphics on TV when you talk about playoff records. If the rest of the NFL did not share the same thought process that Jerry Jones did, whether they want to say it out loud and say it in the media, say it to Nui Struggs, who we'll be talking to in about an hour and a half, right, they wanted to do that, or just tell their assistant coaches to pass it down the line so you could do a little shadow realm of, hey, you better not do that. Why not? Because big guy doesn't like it. Then, yeah, I'll go ahead and take Jerry, because I know if Jerry drafts me, if I'm Ezekiel Elliott or a Dak Prescott or a Zach Martin or a Trayvon Diggs, or that's who gets paid. You get paid to play for the Cowboys. Yeah, you can go Robert Kraft. He's another owner they've had 6 Super Bowls. But they're going to move on from you 2 years before they need to. And if you play for the Cowboys, they're going to keep you 2 years after they probably should have moved on from you. So if I'm a player, yeah, sign me up to play for Jerry, because I know I'm going to make as much money as I can and I'll be treated relatively fairly across the rest of the league.
Yeah, I don't look at it. I look at the man and I look at what his principles are. Money to me, even in those situations, I would rather not take his money if I don't believe in the man and I don't believe that he has my best interests at hand.
You'd have Jerry, to show me
Jerry
the owner
Jones,
that had your best
Jerry,
interest
Jerry
in
Jones's best interest is in the Cowboys. And he'll take a chance on anybody and pay players because he wants to win for his sake. It ain't that he's some great guy at all. I'm going to just take care of all the black players and all the players who come along the Cowboys. No, he wants to win. And if he believes you can help him, he will do it and have to pay or whatever he has to do.
All right,
but I'm talking about the principle of what the guy stands for. This is me. I'm not saying.
I mean, but what I am saying is you show me all these benevolent billionaires across the NFL who don't share this opinion. We just know what Jerry thinks. That's
all I'm saying is the Rooneys have had a black coach for almost 20 years and have done a lot of different things to help. That's an organization on people that I would want to work for. That's what I'm trying to say. I would look for those things if I was that kind of a player, where I would have an opportunity to work for somebody who I have not just football, who I believe in as a person and somebody I feel good about, that they're a good person. That's what this is about. Not about football, about money. If I'm a great player, I'm going to get my money whether I'm in Dallas or I'm somewhere else. If I'm that player, I'm not talking about the average guy who's just drafted and he has no choice. All right, our telephone number is 877-99 on Fox. And I guess it's me. It's my rub with Jerry Jones, and I saw him today. And I thought to myself, would I want to play for Jerry Jones? Where are you? Does it matter to you about the guy and if he, some of his stances or what's going on? I remember the big Jerry Jones. You remember what was he in, grade school when they were trying to integrate the grade school? His picture was in that. There were a lot of people, and at that time, I said, I don't see him holding a sign or throwing rocks or doing anything. He was at school and something was going on. But there were people who were bothered by that Jerry Jones was front and center on that when they were basically harassing the black students trying to integrate the school. So 877-99 on Fox. You like Jerry? You don't like Jerry? Where are you? And if you were a star player, is that he a guy in an organization you'd like to play for? It is the Odd Couple on a Thanksgiving evening right here, TV Theme Song Thursday. So you know what you need to do? Stick and stay.
For a full tour of the Jerry World in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is The Odd Couple on a TV Theme Song Thursday here on Thanksgiving evening, no doubt about it. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss, and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. NFL owners, do any of them rub you the wrong way? Jerry rubs me the wrong way. He doesn't rub Martin the wrong way, but he rubs me the wrong way. And I got to see him today. Of course, the Cowboys rolling on another bad team. But how important is ownership and whether or not you like the owners? And I guess that's really the question. And do you have any issue? Jim Irsay's another guy. I have no use for him. Like Jim Irsay would not. What he did to Jonathan Taylor, if I was a player there and I didn't have to play for the Colts, you know, and I had an option, I just couldn't see wanting to play for that guy. 877-99 on Fox.
Tom in Illinois, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got, champ?
Tom.
Hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. Sorry, go ahead. We got you.
Hey, guys, first of all, I want to thank you on behalf of a lot of the guys, fans, for working on Thanksgiving. I know it's a sacrifice for you, your families and such, and I got to tell you, I'm just driving home, and I appreciate that.
So thank you, Tom.
No problem, pal.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Yeah, we appreciate it, and you know what? We try to keep the show going. I mean, there's not too many days where me and Chris are both off. A couple times they force us, you know, we have to for time off, but not all the time.
Chris is always off. What do you mean?
Go ahead, Tom.
I understand. Hey, listening to your question, and I don't want to sound like a bad person on the day of Thanksgiving when I say this, but everybody that owns a professional sports franchise of any type, usually if they're not born into it, which if they're born into it, let's just assume they're swell brats that they've never worked a day in their life and they wouldn't know what the heck is going on in the world. But, you know, everybody else that I've seen that, you know, that has this kind of money has stepped on somebody at some point in their life. I'm not saying everybody's Gordon Gekko, but, you know, what did DeRocher say about nice guys finishing last? And I mean, I know people can be the greatest people in the world and build a nice amount of funds. When you're talking about building the Astro Buck that takes on a $2, $3, $4 billion franchise, you're going to put the screws to somebody at some point. And you know what? Unfortunately, what's terrible about our society, especially when it comes to athletes, are they take complete advantage of every one of these players. I don't want to hear this, oh, that guy's like a son to me. He's only a son that you look at as a son to this guy because he's been great for the franchise.
Oh, I get that. I'm with you on that. It's about you making me money. That's the reason they're paying guys, and we appreciate it, Tom, paying guys. You don't think they're giving people $40 million like they gave Daniel Jones because they like him? You know what I mean? That's because the Giants make a certain amount of money, and they got to pay a certain amount of money. So I get all that. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Douglas in Cleveland. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
How you doing?
Good, all Douglas. Right. What's up?
You know, we debated about Mr. Snyder, and I want to know why he lost his football team. He changed the name, he complied, and he still lost his team.
Yeah, well, he also had some very serious sexual assault allegations.
Yeah, there was other things
on him and throughout the entire
organization. Go ahead and Google it. I mean, that's why he sold.
All right, let's go to Gary in Idaho. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Gary from Idaho. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, too, and love your show.
Thank you.
I'm a truck driver as well, so I'm working as well. I live in Idaho. I'm heading into Utah right now to make my delivery, but, I travel all over. I haven't been home in like 3 months.
Man, that's unbelievable, and we appreciate you be safe on the road, and we appreciate that we're able to hold it down for you while you're driving, because I know you need music doesn't do it. You need some talk, don't you, when you're driving around?
Yes, and I could get you guys just about, if I hit the right station, just about all over the country, wherever I'm at.
Wow.
I got to dig for it, but I can usually find you if I try. But anyway, love you guys' show and everything else, and appreciate you working on Thanksgiving, too. So, Jerry Jones.
Thank you, buddy.
You know, I'm a Niner fan, been a Niner fan since 79 when Joe came aboard, and, you know, I can't really say much about Jerry Jones. It's the fact that, like, for example, I do give him credit for Dak Prescott because it wasn't too long ago when Dak Prescott was playing like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he, you know, right now he's playing very well. And I'll give him that. He's throwing four touchdowns a game, no picks. I know they're crappy teams, but he's playing very well right now. Jerry Jones stuck with him. If I was him, I would have benched him. I mean, back in the Niner game.
Right. No, Jerry is loyal to a fault sometimes. He does. He falls in love with some guys and Martin, and he sticks with them for the run. And we appreciate the call.
That's part of the reason why if I had to pick an owner.
Thanks, Gary. And be safe on the road. Thank you.
You know what, Gary? Another thing. Just download the iHeartRadio app.
Yes.
Find Fox Sports Radio there 24/7, baby, streaming everywhere.
No doubt. Always make sure you have the app in case you want to jump in with us. All right. Coming up next. That's right. Coming up next, Brian Fenley with the update. What's going on, Brian?
Yeah, and updating you on this. My goodness. That is going to be my catchphrase, I guess. That's how I will go down in the radio history books. But our third and final NFL game is up and running from Seattle, and the 49ers have jumped into the end zone. Debo Samuel running in a score, and it's 7-0 in their favor against the Seahawks with 10 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Earlier, the Dallas Cowboys with a lopsided takedown of the Commanders 45-10. Dak Prescott had 4 touchdowns to his name through the air. Tony Pollard had a score on the ground on 79 yards rushing and 13 carries. And the Packers stick it to the Lions 29-22, where Green Bay doles out the win against the Lions team that continues to struggle in getting wins on Thanksgiving games. And they haven't done that since 2016. As far as college football, we do have the Egg Bowl going on right now. So if you're more interested in what's happening on the college side of things, not a lot of offense, though, between Mississippi State and number 12 Ole Miss. It's scoreless into the second quarter here. A lot of 3-and-outs. So if you're into a defensive slugfest, that's what you're getting in Starkville. And in college basketball, a slew of top 25 teams were in action, including number 3 Arizona. They stay perfect, 6-0 after their 74-68 win against number 21 Michigan State. Number 8 Creighton takes an L to the forehead, falling to Colorado State 69-48. A win for a loss for number 14 North Carolina 83-81 against Villanova. That one coming in overtime. Eric Dixon, 34 points and 10 rebounds. He got his. And number 12 Texas A&M with an 89-77 triumph against Penn State. With that, let's get it back to the Odd Couple right over there. That is Rob Parker flanked over in the flat making
Rob
a catch.
Rob Parker.
The touchdown would be Martin Weiss.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
No, I didn't. Not on Thanksgiving.
But if he did, it's a Brett.
It would be a soubrette, no doubt about it. It is the Odd Couple. Thanks, B-Fan. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability.
Wow.
That's right, which means you never are held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard on this TV theme song, Thanksgiving Evening. And if you're out there listening to us, we appreciate you and always want to have a live show going for you. But Martin, you were watching today with the Commanders, the Commodores, whatever you want to call them, against the Cowboys. And Ron Rivera looks like he's on his last legs there. New ownership, they kept him around, but they're probably ready to make a change. But you have some ideas on this.
Let's be honest. I mean, I know our last caller, our second to last caller, had some interesting opinions that probably didn't make it over the air because they hit that dump button. But asking about Daniel Snyder, I think if Daniel Snyder had been more concerned with the goings-on of his football team, Ron Rivera probably would have been fired 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, the highlight of the Ron Rivera Commanders era was when Taylor Heinicke almost scored a touchdown in the wild card against Tampa Bay the year that Tampa ended up going on to win the Super Bowl, Tom Brady's first year as a Buccaneer. That was about it. So that's been – that was the playoffs of 2020, 2021. And since then, you've had highlights from Ron Rivera like, I didn't know Sam Howell was this good. I would have started him earlier. Or you may remember the classic last year with about weeks 15. Wait a minute. The Commanders were eligible for the playoffs still? And everybody's like, oh, he's joking around. He's joking around. Nah, I'm not sure. He might just be asleep at the wheel. But we've seen now Josh Harris, the new owner of the Commanders. We have insight to his ownership as, you know, he's owner of the Philadelphia 76ers, moved on from Doc Rivers and acquired Nick Nurse, who was already obviously working for the Toronto Raptors.
He also hired Doc Rivers, which was shocking.
So there you go. But I assume that Ron Rivera is on the way out of the door. If not, I'd be shocked. But I think the Washington Commanders, especially when you consider they traded Chase Young for a third, as Jeff Rieger told us just a minute ago, and Montez Sweat for a second, I think they should package that first and second round. I mean, that's that second and third round pick together. I'll call New England up and trade for Bill Belichick. You move Bill Belichick into the NFC East, a division in which has been won by a different team since like almost the last 20 years, if not more. A different team has won that division every single year. We'll see what happens this year if the Eagles are able to repeat or if the Cowboys can give them enough trouble. But the Commanders and the Giants, obviously not in play. You end up going to one of the most influential and biggest markets in the country, Washington, D.C. It's the only place where the president goes and watches a game every year. The Commanders is guaranteed that he's going there.
Well, that and 250 will get you on the subway. What does that mean?
What it means is the Washington Commanders, and I don't know if 250 still gets you on the subway. It's 2023, champ. But the Washington Commanders.
I was just in New York. What are you talking about?
Sleeping
get you on
giant.
The subway.
They're a sleeping giant in terms of the size of the media market they can attract and just the renovations to they're building a new stadium and all of that's coming with Josh Harris. If you want to make a splash, go get the greatest coach of all time right there. He's up there in New England. He's sitting there. They don't want him anymore. And I do think that a change in scenery would force Bill Belichick a little bit to look inside of himself and see that some of the things that have allowed the New England scenario to a situation to get as bad as it has over the last few years. He's not going to be able to go in anywhere he coaches next and just have the same impunity where he's hiring his sons and because he's not going to have the same 20-year relationship and cachet that he would walking into anywhere else. Washington Commanders need to go get this done, and they have the second and third round pick to do it. Sean Payton got traded for a third round pick. Herm Edwards was a fourth round pick from the Jets to the Chiefs. You know, Bruce Arians, when he was going from the Cardinals to the Buccaneers, all they did was a seventh round and a sixth round swap. The Patriots do not want to fire Bill Belichick. They don't want to have that awkwardness coming out of the ring. Like when he needs to go and be inducted into the Ring of Honor, they don't want that weirdness along the they had borderline with Tom Brady for a few years until earlier this year when he came back. Commanders need to go get this done. And Josh Harris, final point, has the, you know, $6 billion to buy the Commanders. He's got the money to make it happen.
Could not disagree with you more. If I'm Bill Belichick, I'm not interested in Washington. I don't want to go down there. There are better jobs available. And if I have to give up, if you have to give up top picks, where you don't have a quarterback, Sam Howell's okay.
He's leading the league in pass yards.
That's okay.
That's it.
That they don't win any games though.
He's tough as nails. That's it. Sacked nine times.
He doesn't win any games. And my thing is, if you're Bill Belichick and you're going somewhere, and even Tom Brady came out and he was interviewed, I think by Stephen A. And he said, I just can't envision New England not having Bill Belichick. I'll believe it when I see it when they part from him. But if they do. Why wouldn't you want to go to the Chargers? They got a franchise quarterback. They got playmakers. That's a team that has talent that's underperforming.
You know, we keep saying
that team
has talent. I don't buy that the Chargers have talent.
You don't think they have a franchise quarterback? If you're Bill Belichick. Let me ask you this. If you're Bill Belichick.
I think that's where it stops.
If you're Bill Belichick, you want to go to Sam Howell or Justin Herbert? What quarterback would you? You see what he's going through with Mac Jones and all these other guys that he has. Not having a quarterback in the NFL – it hurts you. It's hard to win without one.
But the way that people are
I'm
just
asking you, is that
Belichick,
true? Not?
No, I agree. But that's what the assumption that Belichick is into what Justin Herbert does and is. I don't think that necessarily – I shouldn't say this. I don't know it to be true, but I don't know it to not be true. I don't know. But what I do know is this. Sam Howell is on the second year of a rookie deal, and if you do not like Sam Howell, you can move on from Sam Howell.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, you go get somebody else. There's 20 teams teams in the NFL looking for somebody else. Ask the Jets. Ask all these teams. Ask the Steelers. They're on quarterbacks laying around. Ask the Patriots. This is the problem. And if you have one in place, I'm just saying, if I'm Bill Belichick and I'm moving on and the Chargers are open, Brandon Staley should be getting fired after this year. They shouldn't be 5-5 or wherever they are at this point. I'm saying I would rather go there. Washington, I hear you. Of course, it's a great city and all that, and they got an owner with deep pockets and all that. But you don't know. He got 5-6 years. Here you know you at least have a quarterback. If you could get the defense to be better, Brandon Staley's supposedly a defensive guy, and the Chargers are terrible in defense. That's Bill's strong suit. So we don't need him to mess with the quarterback that much. What they need to do is fix the defense, which is what Bill is known for.
You can go to Washington. And then also the other thing about the Chargers that people aren't talking about, you want to go to Washington where you got to go and play the combination of Daniel Jones, Tyrod Taylor, or Tommy DeVito, whoever the hell they're running out there, Dak Prescott, and then like those quarterbacks in the NFC East, or do you want to go and have to win your division, you got to beat Patrick Mahomes twice?
I don't know. Patrick Mahomes has one touchdown in the fourth quarter all season.
Are they going to win the AFC West?
No, I'm just saying.
Are they going to win the AFC West?
I'm giving you like with Justin Herbert and a better defense, I would take a younger quarterback with some upside. I wouldn't be afraid of it that they couldn't beat Patrick Mahomes. They're not going to win a division every year. And
if you go to Washington and you go to the NFC East, a division that has not been dominated over the last 20 years.
Well, how come he's not beating these teams? You said there's no quarterbacks, but they're not winning any games. If it was so easy in the NFC East, how come they're not winning?
How come the Commanders aren't winning?
Yeah.
Because Ron Rivera's asleep at the wheel. That was the premise of the whole segment.
No, but my point is you got Sam Howell.
That's why they're a sleeping giant. That's why. That's the whole point.
I don't believe that I'm going to pick Sam Howell if I'm Bill Belichick.
Then don't. And in 18 months, move on from him. He's on a rookie contract. You can do so. But if you want to move on from Justin Herbert, you can't.
Why would you move on from him? The guy can play. It's just a matter of they need a better defense. They gave up 41 points at home to the Lions. That's why they lost. Justin Herbert put up 38 points at home and lost. Who puts up 38 points at home and loses? Herbert.
All I'm saying is if you want to go and change your legacy, the way, especially the back half of it, go to Washington, turn that thing around. It's a sleeping giant. They got all the resources in the world. They got a division that's a lot easier to win, division that gets all type of attention. And then you also don't have to go up against, I don't know, the best player playing in the NFL right now.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to the NFCs where the Eagles went to the Super Bowl last year. The Cowboys win 10-11 games every year, and I'm going to Washington.
You just told me how the Cowboys don't do anything.
No, but they don't do when it matters, but they still win 10-11 games every year.
And before the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, I mean, look, they've been good the last few years, sure.
What do you mean? They won a Super Bowl not that long ago.
They've been good the last few years. Yeah, they got it with Nick Foles and their backup quarterback and Doug Peterson, and that ended so well. Doug Peterson is coaching in Jacksonville right now.
Yeah, but they still won, though, is the point. All right, Shop Talk is coming up next. We're going to do that. I'm interested on this Thanksgiving what our Shop Talk is, Patrick, but we'll do that. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. And you know what? You need to stick and stay
for a possible festive Shop Talk in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
A little Laverne and Shirley, my goodness gracious. We're digging in the crates on this TV theme song Thursday.
Warming up for tomorrow.
That's right, on a Thanksgiving evening.
Hey, DJ Alex, I'm just curious. Do we have any TV theme songs that weren't on vinyl?
I did, but Rob Parker vetoed those.
Exactly.
If it's not in black and white, he doesn't want it, right?
That's basically right. You know it. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio. They don't make TV themes like they used to back then. These are the best ones. All right. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more, all your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. It is now time for a little shop talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's shop talk.
All right, guys, you know it is Shop Talk, where we're talking about something that isn't quite related to the sports world. And, guys, what can I say? It's Turkey Day. Thanksgiving's upon us.
Yes.
And
did you eat a lot of turkey today, Patrick?
I did eat a lot of turkey today, Rob. It was delicious.
What is that? That thing is just, it sounds sick.
What? Like it's a turkey.
Let me hear that again.
Try one for me, Rob. All right, I'll use that one now.
No, don't use that. My God.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, go ahead, Patrick. Sorry.
So with that, we're actually going to go on a festive shop talk today. And here's the question I have for all of you. What is your favorite, not food, but what is your favorite thing about Thanksgiving? That could be food, the vibe, the day, the activities, the football, any of it.
For me, I'll go first. It was always just the family sitting together, having dinner 10 or 12 or 20 deep, and just spending time with people because we all have busy lives. We don't get to see people that often. And you know me, I like now being out here, I don't really have a lot of family out here, so I haven't been doing the Thanksgiving thing. But that's the part that I like when I do partake in Thanksgiving is really just being around family and nieces and nephews and, you know, checking in on them and seeing how life is.
Giggle, giggle.
What was that?
Giggle, giggle.
That's a turkey, Rob.
Disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Giggle, giggle.
I feel for all the people driving around America right now hearing that
giggle,
noise.
Giggle.
What is
my favorite thing about Thanksgiving? The football, 100%. Top to bottom. 3 football games on a Thursday. Sign me up. And I'll be honest, that's about the end of the list for me. Sorry. Not a big Thanksgiving guy.
What are you talking about? You don't like
food?
Very
festive, Martin.
No, I mean, sure I like food, but I like the food that, you know, if I liked it so much, I'd eat it more than once a year. Turkey,
yeah, but you can't eat turkey all the time. There's not enough turkey.
I don't want to eat turkey anytime, so that's part of the bigger part of the
deal. Well, I mean, if you listen to them, they don't sound very good.
How can you eat something that sounds like that?
That thing sounds like he's wounded. Is that a turkey? God. Alex, what about you on Thanksgiving?
Well, that's a half-off turkey right there, Rob.
Yeah, that is.
You know what's
half
funny?
Off.
I'll say this, Rob. I'm kind of different. I've never been somebody big to celebrate holidays because I know it's just like one of those things, Valentine's Day, right? It's a day to finally show somebody love them, a Father's Day, a Mother's Day. The thing I love the most about this day, though, is that it's a one time where people don't feel bad about eating a lot. Like, truly, I think it's a one time where you can actually sit down, eat a lot, and enjoy yourself.
Oh, that's a good take. Patrick, where are you on Thanksgiving, what do you love?
My favorite is, and every year for Thanksgiving,
is it the desserts that you brought in, like 8 different desserts today?
It's related to that, and right, they're fantastic. But it's actually enjoying my mother's home cooking, because boy, that woman can make a real mean Thanksgiving dinner.
So now, what's your mother's? My mom was a big baker. Matter of fact, the kids in the neighborhood called her Betty Crocker when I was a kid, because she was such a good baker. What does your mom make great?
She's really good at making, honestly, she's really good at doing all the sides. She made probably the best gravy I've ever had today.
Wow.
Before I got in. She's also a baker as well. She makes, as you saw in the other room, she does that too.
Yeah, very nice.
I bet all she right. cooks on Christmas too, and you get presents as well.
Very nice. All right, Odd Couple, hour number 3. We're going to the NBA.
Giggle, 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 giggle.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.